Florida's newest and best in radio, Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM.
American Veterans Alliance, WVET, onlineradio.com. Good morning, everybody. We know what time it is. It's 12:35 in the afternoon. We sure appreciate you tuning in on this Thursday. And of course, this is WVETOnlineRadio.com, supported by, of course, our friends at American Veterans Alliance and our new friends and our better new friends. We're talking about Wounded Warriors, a group that has spent time developing situations that make it easier for our wounded warriors, especially our handicapped warriors. We know they've stepped up to the plate to do some stuff on PTSD, and today's show is going to be a lot about PTSD, some new things that are coming up that are going to help with that problem. We want everybody to know we appreciate everything you're doing right here and, of course, around the world. We are in St. Petersburg, Florida, with 96.7 FM, and we appreciate all they do and the programming that they provide. One thing I want to say is if you tune in to me, you're getting some of the best. And the best is rest. And I mean the rest of the shows that come on 96.7 FM. And of course, Radio St. Pete online. You can get us all on your computer. But now if you're in your car, tune in to 96.7 FM and enjoy the show. I'm going to give a shout out to all my friends. And of course, I just left Atlanta with Morris Roberts, and of course, he's a blues singer, but he's also a vet, and he's done well. He's done Marines and Army, and just recently retired from Army National Guard, where he's been serving right there in the Atlanta area, and spends time coming down to Florida quite a bit. That's why we picked him up. Another person I want to shout out to, of course, is our friend Joe Bardot, right here at 96.7. He's done well with this station and plans on a lot of things growing. I'm beginning to see a few signs around town, so tune in and listen. And a shout out goes, of course, to my friends down there at the St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce. They believe in sunshine, and this is Sunshine Radio. Number two, I want to talk a little bit about a subject that's Vets Relief. Project Vet Relief is something that they're pushing, and I want to push it with them about the project. The mission is to provide a legion of support for our servicemen and women as they transition into civilian lives with the vision to one day live in the nation where there's no service standard, where no servicemen stand alone. Please, if you get a chance, pull it up, Project Vet Relief. And if that is AmericanLegions.com. Project Vet Relief, please support them in a big way because they're stepping up to the plate when it comes to things that help our veterans. They're doing it both locally, and of course, you know, our American Legions are national. So you're getting the help anywhere you are. But right now, we're talking about the one locally right here. Project Vet Relief. Don't forget you heard it here at WVET. And we want to thank all of our team members out there, especially those guys who step up to the plate. And I want to give a shout out, especially to my friend, Gino Lexus, who stepped up to the plate and is providing us with nothing but the best music. We have a good friend over there who supplies us other music. And that's, of course, Soundcheck Studios right there in the Tampa Bay area. Look for him, Soundcheck Studios. They're veteran too. Now, if you are a business or you are a local entity that wants to be able to help a vet or say that you can step up to the plate and offer a vet something special, like a discount at your business, if you're one of those, we want you to call in, text in, write in, email in, WVETOnlineRadio.com. Go to our website, look for it, and I want you to say, we support vets too. That's a special program that we have for businesses and for local people who want to say they support vets and can offer some information. We support vets too. That's all you got to do. Put on that on your request and we'll get back with you. Now, on this project that we've been talking about, Vet Relief, we want to give them a little bit more understanding. We support Florida service members, whether they are active duty, newly returned, or have been home for years, in addition to their immediate family. No cost to those who served. Project Vet Relief. Look for them. Give them a shout out. Help them out because they're helping out our vets. You can get them right there, American Legion, Project Vet Relief. Now, we've been talking about all of our local services that support vets, and some of y'all may not have been listening, so we want you to get listen this morning, get your pen and paper out, because there's one area that we want you to look at. Now, that's St. Pete Vet Center. They have a couple of locations, and we want you to look it up, WVETOnlineRadio.com. Of course, we'll have that there. Or you can go to Department of Veterans Affairs Readjustment Counseling Service, and it's called St. Pete Vet Center. Now, vet center eligibility is very important. All the wars are included, and that's Vietnam War, Korean War, World War II, and American members, okay? Lebanon, Grenada, Panama, Persian Gulf, and of course, the last one, that's Afghanistan. Somalia is also included. So if you're any one of those two, come to, or any one of those who have come to get help, you too are welcome at St. Pete Vet Center. Keeping the Promise, Readjustment Counseling Services for Veterans Who Have Served in a Combat Theater. And for those family members who have significant relationships, that's wife, children, please, you have help right here at St. Pete Vet Center. Look out for it. We know that they do what they say they're going to do, and they'll give back what they say they're going to give back. We know that the election is coming up and we got some good people running, but there's a new man coming in to be mayor of St. Pete. So when he gets his stuff ready, we're going to say to them, do you support vets too? And when they say yes, then we support them. So look out for us, WVETOnlineRadio.com. And of course, this is 96.7 and Radio St. Pete. Oh, we love you guys. We love to have you on the air. It made a difference in this community, and it's continuing to make a difference in this community. We want you to know that we appreciate all you do and all you have done. It makes a difference. Now, one of the areas that I want to touch base on with the Vet Peace Resource Center is readjustment counseling. Now, what is readjustment counseling? Of course, it's a service and a source of information for veterans, their family members, and significant others about how they may become more healthy and readjustment from the military to civilian life. That's a good explanation for what they stand for and why they're there. The counseling that they provide, of course, is a place to get individual and group counseling, couples and family members counseling, focus on the helping the veteran and their loved ones to make a healthy readjustment from the military to civilian life. That counseling is very important as we move forward with getting our soldiers back from Afghanistan. And we want people to stand up. If you get a soldier who says came back from Afghanistan, pat him on the shoulder, thank him for his service, salute him. Let's not do what they did to the Vietnam soldiers. This war was 20 years, but its time is over for us. We don't mind helping people around the world, but we can't take care of everybody. So we're going to take care of ourselves. No matter what they say, we're going to make America better and better and better. Okay? Continuing. We got a young group of people coming in, a new generation who have better ideas. Please support these young veterans coming back. Please take care of our military soldiers who spent the last 20 years and now have to walk away from a battle that they have policed. We're not going to say win or lost, but policed. And they've taken care of Afghanistan for 20 years. And time for them to stand on their own and do whatever it takes to make their culture better. We've done what we could to help them. Now it's time for them to do what they can. And that's why we salute, especially all the veterans coming back from Afghanistan. There may not be a parade like the one that had in World War II, but there's going to be a parade of people who are going to be standing beside new veterans, these great men and young people and women who stood the test of time in a war that probably couldn't have been won anyway. Afghanistan is one of those regions that it's always been trouble. It was trouble for the Russians. It's trouble for us. It was trouble before that for other people. So that's a troubled part of the world. I don't think anybody's going to solve it if they don't want to solve it themselves. So let's give them a chance. If they don't, then they'll probably annihilate each other. And guess what? It'll be the better for everybody if they do not exist, if they don't want to do right by themselves, their families, and their religion and their culture. But we've done what we can, and we're going to move on to the next step. This is good morning. I'm going to take me a short break here, and we'll be right back. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that little interlude of music. And that was a Little Richard tune, Try to Help Your Brother. And I think it's real important today to try. Sometimes you'll fail, but most of the time you won't. Do veterans make more money than civilians? That's a whole subject we're going to be talking about next week. But this week, we're going to make sure that we cover all of the things that are important right now. And that's why I did Try to Help Your Brother. One of the ways we can help our brother is to deal with the transitional problem when it comes to PTSD. And we have a lot of things that we've been talking about over the months about PTSD and what it does and how we can combat it. We know that it really went through a bad problem between Agent Orange and PTSD out of the Vietnam War, which made us learn a lot about both of those subjects. And we're just now catching up with what it does and what it can do. One of the places that we've been talking about is the Vet Center, and they do have counseling. A place to go where you can go to individual or group counseling and for your family members. Respect for veterans, a safe and, of course, confidential place to discuss your unique readjustment needs. Readjustment is a big part of this community because we are in the Tampa Bay area, which has that great base. And of course, we're talking about the Air Force Base right here in the Tampa area. And of course, we want you to know that MacDill Air Force Base was and is one of the greatest bases in the country. We know that that part of that base now is winding down because the war is going over. We salute everybody out there. And they do have total respect for all of the active duty members, as well as the veterans. We want to thank them for what they do in this community. Now, we have another subject that we're going to touch before we get into this new way of treating PTSD. It's called transitional magnetic stimulation. This is a new way to treat PTSD, and we want you to get the full service of it. So we've gotten good person that we know who's doing this video and straight out of our people over there at YouTube. But the rest of it is PTSD, anxiety, and depression treatment. And that's going to be playing right after this segment. So enjoy the whole show. I think you will greatly appreciate it. Now, behavioral counseling, bereavement counseling, military sexual trauma, referrals, that's all here at our Vet Center. And we want to thank you for tuning in again. And I want you to know that you can call the Vet Center if you wish and set an appointment, 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. if you're a veteran, you've been having any kind of problems, there is counseling. You do not have to go through other things as they used to, and you can contact this. One of those things is we talk about referrals, a resource for services we don't provide, such as drug, alcohol treatment, VA benefits and claims, psychological medication, primary care unit. These are ones that we refer you to. We do have, and of course, that's us here at WVET, Voice for Veterans, as well as the Vet Center. We'll refer you to the right place to go when you have those external problems that they don't cover, but they ask you to come in anyway and say to you, we care about you. We know what you need, so we're going to do our best if we can help you to make sure that someone else can help you. A place for female and male veterans who have experienced sexual abuse while on active duty to who have received specialized counseling towards healing and enjoying a full life. That's a hard one, but it's one that they have tackled. And they say if you've been abused in any kind of way sexually while you were in the military, you got help. And no one's going to put it under the bushel this time. We know that in the early days, there was a lot of stuff hidden because there was a lack of understanding of what women had to deal with. Now they're dealing with it, and we're glad for them. We're happy for them, and we know that we have your back. Of course, right here at the St. Pete Vet Center. Again, there are a lot more females in our military service, and we have to respect them in a bigger way so that they continue to give us the kind of service necessary that only a woman can give. You know, we men have a way of trying to take over everything and making sure that it's all done, but we need the women's help, and not just as nurses. Guess what? Women can do everything. Maybe not the way we see it, but in a better way. That's all we can say. Women's intuition started with your mama, and it's going to stay with us all along on the battlefield and in our administrative capacities that a lot of our women are doing. So respect them. Stand up for them. Salute them. Make sure that they understand that although they're in the military, that those old ways are gone. Or we're all working as a team of men to make sure that those old ways are gone. Many years ago, we went to a VA hospital, and unfortunately, if a woman came in with her husband and he had to go get some service and she had to wait 2 hours, there was no restroom for women. That has been eliminated. That shows you some of the old ways have changed. So look for the changes for the better. Don't act as if they're not going to exist, because they do exist. And we appreciate all of those who take time, of course, to do what's right when it comes to our women in uniform. Always give a shout out to our major who's over there in Tampa, Miss Wanda Wade. She's a major and she's retired. And we want to thank her for all the things she's done and the services she's given out. We want to make sure that her and her two boys are doing fine. Please, in some way, step up to the plate like Wanda Wade did. Shout out. Shout out. We know that everything is going pretty good right here in America right now. We do want to touch base on our COVID. COVID is changing. And we know that this new COVID strain is a little bit different. But we know that we've created the booster shot, of course, to combat the surge that's coming along for those who've already taken a shot. For those who haven't taken a shot, do your best and we'll pray for the rest. You're on your own. I hate to put it that way, but guess what? The shot does make a difference, and we're going to stand by that. Of course, you're an American. You have a right not to take it if you don't want to, and we stand by that as well. But guess what? If you do decide not to take the shot, then be willing to pay the price. Anything you do, there's a price to pay. And if you're not worried about the price, do what you think is right. But I'm advocating with everybody, especially veterans, go ahead and get your shot so that the Veterans VA hospital continues to operate as they should. And that means all VA hospitals. And I understand that there's a mandate for our federal employees to get the shot. We want you to keep your job because we need you there. Go get the shot. Take it and be glad you did. And don't forget, there are two or three different shots out there, so get the one you think is best for you. And that's COVID-19 on its way out. We're going to beat this one. It won't be as bad as some of the others over the history of viruses, but it's bad enough for us right now. We hear that up in the Northeast and, of course, in Southern California, we're still having high places where that is happening. So what we want you to do is stay tuned to us and we'll keep you abreast right away. You don't have to worry about a thing. We're going to keep you abreast of what's going on with COVID-19. COVID-19 is one of those situations. I just had a friend stop by and gave me a blessing. We want to tell everybody, thank you again. And they support veterans all the way down the road. You can be blessed and we'll stay for the rest. One other thing I wanted to say, that when it comes to some of our projects that we talk about, there are volunteer services needed for all of these projects. Be an agent for change. We have a unique understanding of the challenges of our service members and their faces. Project Vet Relief was founded on the concept of veterans helping veterans, veterans helping veterans. And we got some other veterans helping veterans organizations we're going to be contacting next week, so that you can know that this whole concept is now taking foot. Rally with veterans across the state to support our service members and their families who are now just coming back. Not the ones who've been back for a while. We want you to step up to the ones just coming back and please help them out. That's all I can say. Now, I've been dealing with this program, SITREP. Now, that happens to be a Marine that's put together his own programming so that he can help out and pass the message on. And he's the one that has done the traumatic stimulation, PTSD, anxiety and depression treatment. This is new. So I want you to stay tuned and enjoy this. And we'll be right back for closing.
So if you can, for the audience, what exactly is TMS and what's the goal?
Yeah. So TMS, or transcranial magnetic stimulation, is using high-powered magnets to essentially help the brain to do the things that it's supposed to be doing. So we take folks who have depression and otherwise, and apply these magnets. And if we do this gently enough, long enough, and carefully enough, it gets people much better. Like you said, it's been around for over a decade now. And so it's first developed for depression. It's FDA cleared for depression, meaning that people get this in the community all the time, as well as at the VA. What our job here has been to make sure that we can use it for post-traumatic stress and all the other things that come along with it.
So most of its use over the past decade or decade in a couple of years has been focused on depression.
That's correct. Yeah.
But now are there only specific symptoms that you're looking at, or is it the cohort that makes up the varying levels and degrees of PTSD?
Yeah. I mean, one of the reasons I was in community before coming to the VA, and I had seen this work in people who were veterans and people who had PTSD. I should also add, so I'm not a veteran myself, I was in medical school when 9/11 happened. And I had very good friends who went right into the military at that point. So even though I've not been through these things personally, I have seen its impact firsthand over the years. And I saw this new treatment that looked like it had a lot of potential, looks like it could really help people, and had an opportunity to start a clinic over here at the Providence VA. That was then in 2012, really focusing on both delivering clinical care. At that time, it was for depression, and then doing the research needed to help make sure that we could make it work for folks who had post-traumatic stress. And to your question, is it one particular symptom or otherwise? And my goal is for it to help everyone who walks in the door. So, and we have seen that. Everybody's illness is different. Each person is different. And everybody gets better in a different way. But my goal is for everybody to get better.
And so what is the expectation that a veteran, when they walk in here, what expectation can they have? And honestly, over the course of time that you've been doing this, what results have you seen?
Yeah. So people will get to me first by getting a referral from their usually mental health provider. Sometimes it comes from primary care as well. And it's after that they have tried usually some sort of medication, either it hasn't worked for them or they haven't been able to tolerate it. And then what they do is they come in for a consultation. We sit down and really describe what the device is and how it works, things along that line. And I describe, you know, our experience with it over this last time, which is, you know, at this point, about 2/3 of people who walk in my door, I can get better to some degree or another. And of those, so about 1/3 of the people who walk in the door, I can get really life-changingly, profoundly better.
And what do you mean by that, life-changing?
People will come in, and it's usually in the first couple of weeks, and they'll say, hey, doc, you know, this thing is really interesting. I'm not sure it's working, but I just went out on a date for the first time in like 20 years.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I was able to go like shopping during daytime hours. And I didn't have to go at night when I knew it was going to be empty. Or, you know, before the pandemic, like I went to a concert. All of these things that people enjoyed doing before that they were ill and just could not. And that's usually the first things that come. And then people later start feeling other changes in depression and other symptoms. But those are usually the kinds of things that people will tell me.
Don't forget, you heard it first. Voice for Veterans, WVETOnlineRadio.com. And we want to thank the team from SITREP, talking more about the transitional magnetic stimulation to help PTSD. We'll be doing a little bit more on this subject in later shows, so stay tuned right here. And next week, we're going to be adding VA News. VA News will be broadcasting live right here with us at 96.7 and, of course, Voice for Veterans. Starting next week, we want to thank everybody for tuning in and, of course, our special friends out there with WVETOnlineRadio.com, especially, of course, Miss Angela. I understand she was in the hospital. We hope that she's doing better, and she's one of the best. Angela is the voice of the Caribbean, but she's also been an American, had the show Caribbean Concord for many years. We want to give a prayer out to her, wherever she is. Hopefully she's back home by now, but if not, you have our prayers. Again, thank you for tuning in, and I think we're going to close this with a little bit more of Try to Help Your Brother. And it's been done there by Soundcheck Studios right here in the Tampa Bay area. Thank you. And a shout out to my favorite girl from here. And we're going to put more music on as the shows go on. Virginia Rose. The Virginia Rose Band. Undiscovered talent. One of the best that you'll ever hear. You'll be playing more of her next week. I'm going to dedicate all of next week's music to Virginia Rose Band. Okay. We want to thank you for tuning in again. Of course, this is Voice for Veterans. And you're listening to Thursday afternoon show, which is Radio St. Pete Online. Over and out with a great thing and a shout.
You think that you're living right, but they don't know, Lord, that you're living right. So open up your heart and let's give them that, that real beginning. 'Cause inside my heart,